talk golf. It's the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN Chicago. Presented by the Glenview Park Golf Club. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Golf Show live from the Chicago Golf Show at the Rosemont Convention Center. Tyler Rocky alongside Mike Gilligan. We're set to kick off another season of the Golf Show here. And this is a fantastic setup that we've got here at the Chicago Golf Show right now. I mean, if you are a golf fan or love playing the sport, you got to get on out here right now because this is just golf paradise. And you go up and down the aisles here, Mike. Anything you want golf, they've got it here.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. If you are into golf, this is the place to be this weekend. We like to say that the Chicago Golf Show is the best consumer golf show in the country. And this weekend is clearly showing the world why. If there is anything that you need in the way of golf, there are bargains to be had here. You can find the latest and greatest in 2023 equipment and the latest what's going on in the game. And honestly, after being away for almost 3 years, we get a chance to be social again. This is as normal as we can be, and I am so happy for the Corcoran family. They have worked their tails off to bring this show back because, honestly, there are a lot of cities that during COVID, when the we came back after, the golf shows didn't in a lot of cities. So we, the CDGA, wanted to get behind this thing and make sure that this show came back and came back with a vengeance, and we certainly were successful in doing so.
The CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, and this segment brought to you by Tor Edge. You know, we can see the Tor Edge tent from just about a sand wedge away here.
And for you, it's a flip sand wedge.
but we've got a ton to get to today. We're going to talk about a little bit of Full Swing today because that has been a sensation on Netflix. We'll get into some of that a little bit later on. Paige Sporanic will join us at 10, and we'll also talk with Colt Knost at 10:35, all things golf coming your way here on the CDGA Golf Show. But just kind of, you've been to a lot of these shows across the country and then obviously the one here in Chicago. What makes this one so unique to you?
Well, the location for starters. I mean, can you be any closer to a major airport? So a lot of these national vendors, even we have a group here from Australia. And the only reason is because we've got one of the world's greatest airports right in our backyard here in Rosemont. So I'll start with the location here in Chicago. Getting here from the northern suburbs, the western suburbs, or the southern suburbs, it's equidistant for everybody. So it's a location of convenience. But I think what makes Chicago truly unique is our market. We have a passionate group of golfers in this community like no other. And the reason I say that is we get asked all the time by the national companies about marketing. They get, you know, out to the East Coast, they get out to the West Coast. But this is the Midwest, you know, this is the swing market, if you will, for them. So we just have a very passionate group of golfers here. We have probably, arguably, some of the greatest golf courses, period, in any major city.
I mean, you come out here, you've got the CDGA longest putt challenge. Did you knock one down? We got a 100-foot long putt here along a turf surface, and there's prizes to be had if you do knock it down. I gave my crack at it. Did not go well. I don't know if you – did you get one in?
I did, but I haven't made it yet. We do have one of our staff, Eric Ciotti, made one. He was the second to do it. But yesterday – we had seven people make the putt.
All right.
And at 12:08, 8 minutes after the show opened, we had a Tiger Woods roar like no other. The first one went down, and six more followed, and people here yesterday had an absolute ball. And we're looking forward to the same happening here as we just get kicked off here just a moment ago.
So we're live at the CDGA, I'll call it a runway that we've got here, because that's really what it is. What are the dimensions of this place? I don't even know.
Our little booth, if you will, is 20 feet wide by 130 feet long. You might like to consider this CDGA Town Square. We have the longest putt paralleling us here. But what we wanted to do here is to engage with our 95,000 members and our 410 member clubs. And we look at, because we're in the wintertime and, you know, north of the Mason-Dixon line, so we have winter. So this
falls on the schedule at a time that is absolutely perfect to get the kickoff going for the golf season. We've had a little bit of warm weather to tease us, to get us excited, but we have made this event the proverbial kickoff for golf in Chicago. And when you come out here, you're going to see a lot of what the CDGA has to offer. We're more than just a membership. We have our new online golf store right here in person, so they'll get a chance to see and feel and touch all of the merchandise that we have. And like you said, some of our other partners in Tour Edge and Zero Friction, Cutter and Buck, Imperial, and all the rest. So we have a very interactive booth, and it's one you can just kind of walk through versus a walk up. So it gives you that, I'd like to say, that Nordstrom's feel when you walk through our store.
Yes, absolutely. So you would have been proud of me over the weekend. I came close to going to the range.
Oh.
Sunday, I think it was like 55, almost. It was like creeping in on 60 degrees out there. But I mean, we're starting to turn that corner now weather-wise. If you look at what's on the horizon ahead, we got a couple days in the 50s coming up here. So the golf season is almost here, and this is the perfect place to kind of get you back into it. Obviously, people have been going to simulators and stuff like that in the winter, since you can't golf here in the winter. But there's plenty of opportunity to get you ready for the golf season, and this is sort of the perfect place to really gear yourself up. Like, You don't want to be that guy when you step up to the first tee and you realize, oh, I'm out of balls. Oh, I need some tees. My glove's got a hole in it here. You don't want to be that guy, right? And this is the perfect opportunity to make sure you've got everything that you need for when you step up for that first tee for your first hole of the season.
Not only that, do we have the merchandise side of it, but the Illinois PGA is giving away free lessons and clinics and tips. So not only do you not want to be that guy without a ball and a tee on the first tee, you don't want to be that guy hitting it so far right you are the butt end of
more balls after
who needs more balls, but then you're the butt end of the joke that they say, remember on opening day when? But no, the Illinois PGA come through in a big, big way. And I think that's just worth the price of admission alone. You know, what these teachers charge, the Illinois PGA gets behind this event every year to really get people fundamentally sound before we go back out. But you did mention something, you know, about the simulators. I cannot believe the amount of simulators that have popped up in our market.
Yeah.
Winter golf, indoor golf is starting to become more of a mainstay, and the ability to practice indoors, and it's pretty real.
So I live in Lakeview. I've got two equidistant from me, including the X-Golf in Wrigleyville. I haven't made my way out there quite yet, but everyone that I know that's gone there has said it is fantastic. It is on my to-do list in these next couple of weeks. And you're right. Like, from everything you hear about them, it is the real deal. Like, you hear some people that, like, they want to build a simulator in their basements or something. Like, they find, like, a spare, like, 10x10 little space that they could build a simulator, as we have a longest putt that came oh so close.
Yeah,
over here you could hear the little murmur there. It's almost like you're at a tournament here.
Yeah, it's exactly
you're gonna get
what
that. You're going to get some of that ambiance here at the Chicago Golf Show. So, but yeah, getting back to the simulators, there, it's the perfect way to kind of tune things up, and even some of them provide lessons as well.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, X Golf is coming to this marketplace and has done so well. They have 10 locations, and what makes their product a little bit more unique than any of the others is it's a Korean-based software, and what I'm told is over in Korea, 80% of the golf that is played indoors
yeah.
due to the lack of available land to create mm-hmm. a golf course.
Right.
So their version and their sensors are so acute to being able to really create the virtual deal that is as good as any. And they also have the putting component, which allows us to literally, we have a CDGA indoor Net Better Ball Series, and the finals take place simultaneously at Downers Grove and the Schaumburg locations. So we've been to all 8 up till this point, and so we'll have the finals next Saturday right at this time.
And the best part, too, is you can play all these different courses. So what is your go-to course when you hit up these simulators?
Well, with X-Golf, St. Andrews, they just got that one. But Pebble Beach is usually my go-to, or Bay Hill or Kapalua. Those are my three favorite. If you're going to dream, you might as well dream out in Hawaii, right?
Or on exactly.
Or on the West
Especially
Coast.
In the winters around here. But yeah, no, this place is awesome. It gets you ready for the golf season. There's a bunch of courses here as well with some great offers, including our presenting sponsor, Glenview Park Golf Club, who has their great $100 foursome that they're running right now. I was talking to Ron Cassidy, who runs Glenview Park Golf Club. He said it was a great success for day one. They had to go print more for day two because it was such a great – it's a great offer, too.
Oh, yeah, $100, and there's no strings attached. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to go up there and I think play some of the finest public golf course greens in our district. Mm-hmm. I mean, that place, they do a great job up there, and Ron and his team will treat you right, and the golf course mm-hmm. is – you know, it looks par 70 on the scorecard. Good luck. It's all that and a bag of chips.
As someone who grew up on that golf course too, like physically on that golf course, I have probably if you've overshot the 15th green, I have probably played your Pro V1 or something because it landed in my yard. I'm sure someone has tried to hit one out of my yard too, trying to track down a ball as well. But yes, it is one of the best golf experiences you can get in this state.
Oh yeah, and so that explains why all the balls you play with have an asphalt scuff on them.
Yep, exactly.
That's why.
Because it skips off that driveway and it went straight into my yard. And then I never had to buy golf balls for the longest time, but now I don't live there anymore. My parents don't live there anymore, so the golf ball fountain has been shut off for me. So I gotta go out and buy my own now.
Well, guess what? Me. You're in the right place.
I know. I've seen a couple of our marketing team members and our interns here. They've gone out and purchased some golf balls for the season, getting ready. But it has been this is an awesome setup that they've got here for the Chicago Golf Show and the CDGA, smack dab right in the middle. When you walk in, you can do the longest putt. You can shop their great shop here. We got these Cutter and Buck quarter zips that we're rocking here. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. It's just everything here is just golf paradise when you walk in.
Well, I think somebody described it best yesterday when they said, this is like a candy store. You know, this is like walking into PGA Superstore, but on steroids.
Right. I mean, I was going to say it's stronger than candy.
It's crazy. So, you know, and we're expecting the biggest crowd of the day today. So, if you have any thoughts of coming here, just do it. You will not regret coming to the Chicago Golf Show this year. We have come back; it's bigger than ever, and we are just tickled about the way things have turned out. Because you know, if you go back to a year ago today. You know, we had to cancel this show, and we've mailed out, you know, 70,000 magazines to our 95,000 members, and then we had to cancel it with it on the cover. It said, welcome back. So we have literally waited 24 months for this weekend, and we're just so excited that it's here, and golf season is upon us, and we're starting to return back to normal.
Yep, we're 13 minutes in here. We've gotten a couple roars from the longest putt to our left here. But nobody has sunk it yet, so you can still be the first to sink it on this
That's
Saturday.
Right. And trust me, when somebody makes it, you'll know.
Yep, you will. 312-332-3776 if you want to join us here on the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. When we come back, we got a little film review we got to do here, Mike, because it's taken over Netflix. Anyone that's been on Netflix in the last couple days, if you're not watching Outer Banks, you've been watching Full Swing, all right? And we've got a little review of what we've saw, what we liked, what we didn't like from Full Swing, the hit Netflix series following the PGA Tour, and just the golf world in general. That's all coming up next. This segment brought to you by Tour Edge, the CDGA Golf Show. We'll be right back.
This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. ESPN Chicago, the home of the Chicago White Sox. Spring training is on. And Len Casper and Darren Jackson are warming up for the 2023 campaign. It begins today. Sox and Padres, live from Glendale, Arizona. Coverage starts at 2 on ESPN Chicago.
Looking for an amazing golf experience? Then discover why Fox Bend Golf Course is considered the gem of the western suburbs, located 45 minutes from downtown. Built in 1967, Fox Bend was voted a five-star course by Chicagoland Golf Magazine. A 6,900-yard par 72 layout that will appeal to all levels of play. With the most superb green complexes in the Chicagoland area, Fox Bend has hosted three Illinois Open Championships, a true statement of the quality and condition of the golf experience. To book a tee time, visit FoxBendGolfCourse.com.
X-Golf is the home of indoor golf, featuring 10 Chicagoland locations. Enjoy a full bar and great food. Play famous courses on the world's most accurate golf simulators. Visit PlayXGolf.com/Chicagoland to learn more.
Experience the best golf on the North Shore. Head over to Glenview Park Golf Club. Book your tee time 24/7 at GolfGlenview.com. Or call 847-724-0250. Experience the best.
Tour Edge continues to shock the golf world with the pound-for-pound most advanced innovation and performance at unbelievable prices. The Batavia, Illinois-based company is simply on fire with their newly launched Exotics 723 series. These are some of the fastest-growing new golf clubs on tour. Over 160 PGA Tour players are gaming Tour Edge clubs over the last five seasons, including Schwab Cup champions Scott McCarron and Bernhard Langer. See why pound-for-pound nothing comes close to Tour Edge at touredge.com.
As a proud CDGA member club, Bowes Creek Country Club offers a private club experience for the public golfer. The course is designed for all golfer levels, ranging from 6,900 yards to 5,000 yards. Bowes Creek Country Club will be host of the CDGA Scramble Championship Finals Friday, September 22nd. Go to BowesCreekCC.com.
Demopalooza is back. Come to PGA Tour Superstore of Schaumburg or Downers Grove Saturday, March 11th between 9 and 2 and demo the latest clubs from all the manufacturers. Brand new 2023 products, golf's biggest brands in-house, giveaways, games, and free prizes. Fun for the whole family. PGA Tour Superstore.
As a proud CDGA member club with a diverse collection of holes built around a stone quarry, the Highlands of Elgin is a premier destination with awesome vistas. The Highlands of Elgin will be host of the CDGA Scramble Qualifier Friday, August 18th. Visit highlandsofelgin.com.
Make your next golf outing best it can be with Best Hole in One. Best Hole in One provides hole in one and other contest insurance, making it easy and affordable for you to add exciting contests with attractive prizes to your member event, corporate event, or charity fundraiser. Go to bestholeinone.com, mention ESPN, and save $25.
Chicago-based Zero Friction is the fastest-growing golf products company in America. Founded in 2001, Zero Friction is responsible for establishing the three-pronged performance tee and remains the number one performance tee on the PGA Tour with over 70 PGA Tour victories. Zero Friction's innovative one-size-fits-all glove has quickly become the number one glove sold online. In 2022, Zero Friction introduced a one-of-a-kind Wheel Pro golf bag that was voted Product of the Year at the PGA Golf Show. To check out all of the innovative Zero Friction products, go to ZeroFriction.com.
Window Nation has the coolest deal ever for keeping you warm. Get two windows free with every two you buy with zero down and pay zero interest for 24 months. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of Window Nation's deep discounts, all while reinvesting in your biggest asset. Not to mention the savings on your energy bills for years to come. Up to 43% of your home utility bills goes to heating and cooling. With new Window Nation windows, you can cut those energy bills during these cold winter months by keeping your hot air in and the cold air outside. Go with the company that has installed over 1 million windows in over 150,000 homes, including mine, all with 96% customer satisfaction. Upgrade the look and feel of your home, all while saving thousands on your energy bills. Call 866-90NATION and get two free windows with every two you buy with no limit. Plus, make no down payment, no payments, and pay no interest for 24 months. Call 866-90NATION or go to windownation.com and tell them that Sylvie sent ya.
How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Segment brought to you by Tullamore Golf Resort Experience in Michigan. and masterpiece. Tyler Aki, Mike Gilligan, live from the Chicago Golf Show at the Rosemont Convention Center. This has been a blast so far. I mean, anything you want in the world of golf, they've got it here. You want to hit some balls, you want to do some putting, you want to get some gear for the upcoming season, they've got it for you here at the Chicago Golf Show. And you can check us out, too. We're right smack dab in the middle. When you walk in, you can hear the speakers, and you'll see us right here at the Chicago Golf Show. So 312-332-3776. We're talking a little bit about this new Netflix series, Full Swing. Now, this has been a – like, people who aren't even into golf are into this show. It is much like – the Drive to Survive series that came out on Netflix a couple years ago that was big at the start of the pandemic, where it followed all these different F1 drivers. And there are all these different people who didn't even know what F1 was, were vaguely familiar with what it was, and now every Sunday morning they're up at the crack of dawn to watch their F1 races, right? Like, you're getting young 20-somethings who have spent the entire night before at a bar, waking up early, hungover, watching F1. They're locked in on F1. And now they Netflix followed it up with a tennis series, Breakpoint, and now they have just released Full Swing, which came out, what was it, a week ago now? Maybe 2 weeks from now ago?
Week and a half.
Yeah. So this has been, it's one of the top shows on Netflix right now, but it's following all these different golfers along the PGA Tour. And I wondered who would be in and who would be out when they announced this, and how much censorship the PGA would have over the following of all these different golfers. So it's an 8-episode series, and they all follow different golfers. So it starts off with a sort of behind the scenes of Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, their friendship going back from a young age to now on tour, and the competitiveness that they have between each other, even though they are best friends, and they want to go out and beat each other every single week at all these different tournaments. It then gets into what I thought was one of the more interesting episodes after that with Brooks Koepka.
Oh, yeah.
And Brooks was on top of the world once upon a time. And now Brooks has fallen off tremendously. And it gets into some of the battles that he has with himself mentally playing on the PGA Tour. And then it kind of leaves you with the cliffhanger of, could he go to LIV? Could he not go to LIV? And that's kind of the dark cloud hanging over a lot of these episodes is LIV golf, right? And it really comes to the forefront with Ian Poulter in the third episode, where he's grappling with whether or not he wants to go to LIV or whether or not he is going to stay on the PGA Tour. And I thought, and there's many more episodes after that too, I thought they hit this out of the park. I thought this was fantastic start to finish. I was locked into every single episode that they had.
Oh, absolutely. I give it a solid A, almost an A+, because I think they missed out on a few things. But
yes,
honestly, though, I think this is a great driver to grow the game. You know, when my wife wants to watch, and I went ahead and watched the episode 7 without her, mm-hmm. she got mad.
Oh.
And you know what she did? She took it upon herself to watch that one so that we mm-hmm. could watch the final episode together. She doesn't play golf. She really doesn't know what golf is, but she was intrigued by this. So my point is, I thought they did a great job educating the novice golfer to become
yes.
more knowledgeable and understand what's going on. The other thing that I think this series has done is showed the human side of these guys.
Absolutely.
They look like absolute machines week in, week out. But the Brooks Koepka, that shows you just how fragile the mental psyche can be.
Yeah.
I never would ever have guessed to see Brooks that humbled in terms of where he is and was at that moment of his career. But I have to tell you, this episode knocked it out of the park. The only thing that rivals this is what they did during COVID with the Bulls and the 10 episodes.
The Last Dance, yeah.
But, I mean, between those two, mm-hmm. I these have been the most entertaining things I've watched in literally the last two years.
Absolutely. I think you bring up the humanizing side of it. I think there's three in particular that stand out from a humanization of all these golfers' standpoint. All right. You go through the Brooks episode that you brought up there. I thought that was fantastic with his sort of internal struggle of what he was going through from being one of the top golfers in the world to now being this guy who's got this new identity to himself as, oh, he's a guy who only gets up for the majors and he struggles the rest of the time and is this guy that doesn't practice a whole heck of a lot. And now that I think about the episode, too, I don't remember seeing him practice a whole heck of a lot during that episode like you do with a lot of these other guys. But the other two, the Tony Finau episode, just him, the family man, and sort of what he deals with of being a father and a husband while also trying to be the best professional he can be. And the whole knock on him is he's a great player, but he doesn't win enough. And it's that struggle of, okay, I could, for lack of a better term, neglect my family a little bit more to go be a better, even better player that can go out and win more, or I can continue to be this great husband and father to the children as well. And then the last one there was the one with the rookies, with Sahith Tagala and, as well as Mito Pereira. And I think the episode with Mito Pereira really showed you how tough it is to win as a young player on the PGA Tour and in these majors. And they struck gold.
Oh, yeah.
With what happened at Southern Hills.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that you could not have drawn up better drama of what he was going through, all the highs of the entire week. I mean, you hear his wife, too, right, saying, he's going to win this thing. And I'm sure he saw that and was like, you got to be kidding me. Oh, did yeah. you really say that? All mic'd up for a Netflix special?
Well, you know, and that was a kiss of death. But I have to tell you, he was in the driver's seat. And I found myself watching him in that whole episode. And when he got to the 18th tee, I was hoping he was going to pull out an iron, knowing darn well what was going to happen. I mean, it was like watching a train crash. Yeah. And, but going back to Tony Finau, I'm a big Tony Finau fan.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting, like you said, they were claiming that his family is a distraction. And he made that decision because his wife's father passed away.
Right.
So he wanted to keep the family together. And for those who don't know, Tony Finau's got a family size of like 10.
Yes.
And so
and an extended family even bigger.
Bigger than that. So you imagine, think about what it's like traveling just with your normal family, add five or six to it. And
yeah.
now the logistics of that,
yeah.
I mean, is unreal. And I found myself, when he won back-to-back, I mean, I had tears in my eyes for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just that emotionally happy for him because he did what was right. He is just a great man. He's a great
yes.
player, but he's a great man.
No doubt about it. And if you've got a thought, if you've watched Full Swing, you want to give your review on it, 312-332-3776. Here's what makes a great, especially with these docu-series or documentaries, here's what makes them great. When you know the conclusion, right? Like, we knew Mito Pereira was about to slice that thing into a creek. We knew Tony Finau was about to win back-to-back championships and tournaments. We knew all this stuff that was going on. We knew Justin Thomas was going to have that comeback, right? And it's still captures you the way that this did.
It does. And again, it goes back to that human element, and it's the behind the scenes, the anguish, the celebration, the stress, and really the preparation is like no other. And I was absolutely astounded that Augusta National gave them access.
Yes.
And when they did that, I knew that this was going to be just an outstanding documentary series, which it is. And you know, it just loved it all the way through. And you know, on episode 3, you talk about Ian Poulter. Mm-hmm. I found myself loving the guy by the
one
end
of the more
it.
Polarizing there, guys
and I thought
on
I was going to hate him.
Yeah,
you end up liking him.
I don't think there was a guy that you go through and watch this and come out of it saying I dislike that guy.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed.
I know some people will have their gripes with Brooks, and that's probably more so from preconceived notions as opposed to what you actually saw in the episode. But you saw a superstar struggle.
You did.
In that episode.
You did. And, you know, when we opened up this segment talking about, you know, we gave it an A. The reason I didn't give it an A+, because I thought they missed out on a couple of opportunities.
I want to get to that next. We'll
okay.
get to that in a little bit. Because I've got a couple things that I think they missed on. Some players I would have really liked to see. Some other sort of storylines that I think would have built upon this. I think there are a couple other things that they could have done with it. But I still loved it, much like you did.
Yeah, maybe here. The listeners can tell us what they think they missed.
Yeah, let us know what you thought. 312-332-3776. We're talking full swing here on the CDGA Golf Show. By the way, so we're here at the Chicago Golf Show right now. The first 20 people to spend $100 in the CDGA Pro Shop that we've got set up here, you're going to get a chance to have a meet and greet with Paige Baranek and Colt Knost later on this afternoon. So get here, get to the Chicago Golf Show. It's a great experience that we've got going on right now. It is a golf paradise. Anything you could possibly want, they've got it here in the world of golf. And if you are one of the first 20 people to spend at least $100 in the CDGA Pro Shop that we've got here, you will get a chance to have a meet and greet with Paige Baranek and Colt Knost later on this afternoon. Talking full swing with you here on the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, 312-332-3776. If you want to hop on into the conversation, this segment has been brought to you by Tullamore Golf Resort, Up North Michigan Golf Without the Drive. The CDGA Golf Show will be right back.
Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki.
It is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. This segment brought to you by X Golf Downers Grove with 10 Chicagoland locations. We're talking a lot of full swing right now. It's the hit Netflix show. It's been fantastic to watch it. It's a behind-the-scenes look at the PGA Tour and kind of the dark cloud of LIV that's hovering over. I mean, you could not have picked a better time to document golf than right now. I mean, maybe like the heyday of Tiger would have been awesome, but let's be honest, Tiger's not letting cameras in and around that iteration of Tiger, right? And we'll get to a few of our gripes with what's going on with the show. Again, it's not many. We both gave it an A.
It's
gripes. It's more improvements that we would we'd like to see. But we will get to some of those in just a second. But if you want to check in, 312-332-3776. What did you think of Full Swing on Netflix? Russell is in Lake Geneva. What's going on, Russell? You're on the CDGA Golf Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I binge-watched this series in 2 four-episode stints as soon as it came out, because I am a huge golf fan. I love the PGA Tour. And I found episodes with Sagawa, like, inspiring. I mean, this man came out of nowhere. His family's backing him up. I watched the Waste Management Open live that year, and I was, like, watching him on 16 miss that putt. You just felt for the guy. So that episode really stuck out to me. But the main thing I called to talk to you guys about is, you know, you don't think of what these golfers do behind the scenes to keep their sport together. And seeing in the last episode, Rory McIlroy dealing with, you know, the PGA Tour executives and getting the top 20 golfers together. And it was just like, wow, I didn't realize that there was that much politics involved. But since the inception of the LIV golf, if you want to call it that, I call it dead golf. You know, I guess that's the length they got to go to.
Yeah.
Russell, I think you bring up an excellent point, especially about Rory. You know, Rory became a leader, and he had leadership qualities that I just didn't know he had. And for him to come back and back it all up with a win at the Tour Championship, I thought was a phenomenal way to have ended the series.
Russell, you there?
You there?
All right, that was Russell. Russell, we appreciate the call here. 312-332-3776. If you have a review of what you saw in Full Swing. So let's get into some of the things that we think could have been a little better with it. Again, we're nitpicking here.
We're right? Nitpicking big time.
There are a couple golfers I would have liked to see, and a couple, I think a strategy thing that wasn't necessarily they're doing more so on Netflix that I would have liked to see. But what did you see that you would have liked improved from the series?
Well, you know, the guy moves the needle no matter what he does in Tiger. And I'm not saying let's watch Tiger go out and win. I just wanted to see one of the majors so we could get a better understanding of what this man has to go through day in and day out to play golf. I mean, you know, the closest thing is to what Ben Hogan had to do after his car crash. Mm-hmm. But I don't think people have any idea to the lengths that this man has to go to prepare his body to play 18 holes of golf. And I think an episode just to kind of get into the, you know, the daily routine of what he does. And then also, quite frankly, we get a chance to see his house. I think Tiger was one that first came to mind. Another one that I thought would have been interesting would have been having a kind of a side-by-side of Jay Monahan and Greg Norman.
Yes.
And really drill down into the issues and what the PGA Tour and their strategy and getting, you know, everything, you know, behind what they were doing and rationalizing what they were doing and why they were doing it and all the strategy and that goes with it.
You know, I think Jay Monahan would not have done it, but Greg Norman, I think, would have.
Oh, I think he would have, for sure.
Because it would have been good to get the word out about LIV Golf, kind of get an inside look of why it's different, too.
Exactly. And, you know, when they had that players meeting, I believe it was in Delaware, and Tiger flew in for it. Boy, if they could have had a microphone in that room, that would have been something I think we would have all would have loved to have listened to. But, you know, aside from that, the one glaring guy that I thought was missing was Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, he was on my list of guys.
Yeah, and just to see what it was like to get courted by LIV. Mm-hmm. And what I would have also loved to have seen are all the guys that got courted but turned it down.
Yeah.
How much money did you turn down?
Right.
And what tilted the scale to stay with the PGA Tour when you're getting, you know, offered 4, 5, 6 times what you can make?
I think the only guy that actually sort of revealed, and he didn't give a dollar figure, but you kind of got it a little from Matthew Fitzpatrick, too, where they asked him, like, hey, have you been offered by LIV? And he's like, eh, yes, but it doesn't feel serious. And then he goes out and wins the U.S. Open.
Absolutely.
But I look at Bryson as a guy that I would have loved to see. Here's the one that actually I was actually disappointed. Not getting enough Max Homa, because he has a great personality within the game, and he's interviewed multiple
yes.
times. Like, you see him as a part, but he's more of an ancillary character. I would have loved to see him be a focal point, because he's a guy that connects with the younger generation of golfers. He's a social media sensation, too, with his swing roasts that he does of different like, I would have sat there and been absolutely encapsulated by seeing him just on Twitter, watching all these different amateur golfer, Twitter golfers' videos, and just the thought process that goes behind and the brain trust of, all right, how am I going to roast this guy's swing?
Yeah, I mean, Max Homa was a glaring miss. I think they could have, you know, really focused on him. And I think, you know, back at Netflix Incorporated, they're probably kicking the dirt a little bit knowing we missed out on that guy, especially how he's playing now.
Yes.
But again, this whole thing with LIV has done so many good things for the PGA Tour and for golf in an indirect way. And some of that is, hey, the majors, they get to play in them. Mm-hmm. But the Max Homas of the world, all these young guys, you know, a lot of guys disappeared. So it's like AAA baseball when, you know, somebody gets called up, they just pull the string, right? So we pulled the string on some young talent, and I think we are about to see just how good these young players are. Names we still don't know today, but I guarantee you by August, they'll be household names.
Yes. One other name I would have liked to see, Harold Varner.
Yeah.
He's such an intriguing character within the sport, too. And, I mean, that guy's got a future in broadcasting
as well.
You even saw him, like, a couple of tournaments from last season, couple of tournaments, he'd just go sit and hang out on the CBS set or on the Golf Channel set for hours and, like, seamlessly work his way in to being a part of the panel that was analyzing the tournament that was going on. After he finished his round, he would do that.
Yes. And, again, that's so refreshing. How are you going to grow this game with the youngest generation, your generation, if I will, is you got to have the Harold Varners, Max Homas of the world front and center, because that's where the future of this game is heading.
Yeah. The one other thing I would have liked to see, and this is an age-old sort of TV debate. I shouldn't say age-old. It's kind of a new-age television debate. Do you like to binge, or do you like to have the one-at-a-time release? I'm a little disappointed that I had to binge this.
Yes.
Like, I think it would have been awesome to have the slow roll of each week we get a new one, of a different player that's being followed. I think I would have preferred to have the one at a time as opposed to, boom, all eight are available to me right away, and I can just mow through them if I want to.
Exactly. And, you know, I felt like I was forced to do it, because if I didn't, all my friends were going to tell me all about it before I get to watch it. So I'm right there with you. And I think sometimes less is a little bit more, if you will. And I think in this case, I would have definitely made that change so that this thing would have had a window of at least 8 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of it's you know,
especially
compact.
Now, when right there's now. Smaller tournaments going on, open up the PGA season. And then I think you kind of have it where the last episode is released the week before the Masters.
Exactly. I couldn't agree with you more. And that was what I thought the original timing would have been. But they released them all at one time. And just like our last caller, you know, he binge-watched it in two sittings, which is easy to do.
More power to you. Yeah. 312-332-3776. If you've been watching Full Swing, we would love to hear your review on it. That's where we find Mark. He's in Highland Park. What's going on, Mark?
Hi guys. Two things real quick. And if you're honest, every one of those PGA Tour guys are laying their head on the pillow every night and thanking Greg Norman and Phil Mickelson for telling the truth. Because the PGA doubled and tripled all their purses in the last 16 to 18 months. And these guys are making more money than they ever dreamed of. Just like Greg Norman said 20 years ago, that they could have paid all these guys a lot more. And number two, my question is, why are all the top 25 players in the world blowing off Jack's tournament down in Orlando this week? There's only one top 25 guy.
Well, you know, he brings up a good point.
Yeah.
You know, with this elevated deal with the PGA Tour, it's events like the one at PGA National this week is going to get hurt. And that's exactly what happened. He's spot on with that. And I also agree. These players need to thank those guys because they're making more money and there's more opportunity for these guys. You know, so they, you know, it was last April when I was on the show and I said, you know, just like the NFL, they get better because the USFL, the XFL, the World Football League, and this is no different. And I think the PGA Tour broadcast, the purses, all of it is just going to be a better place to be on the PGA Tour.
Hey, Mark, hang on the line. Charlie will get your info. We want to give you a CDGA and ESPN 1000 hat. We've got them here. If you're watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, we'll get you one of these hats here. We'll be giving away a few of these over the course of the show, but we appreciate it.
Yeah, my son and I are coming up there tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome. That's Mark in Highland Park. If you want to jump on in, 312-332-3776. We have been talking about Full Swing here on the CDGA Golf Show. We'll take more of your calls coming up next and also give you a little bit of update of what is going on down in Florida as well, the latest stop along the PGA Tour. That is all coming up next. This segment brought to you by X-Golf Downers Grove with 10 Chicagoland locations. The CDGA Golf Show live from the Chicago Golf Show in Rosemont. We'll be right back.
From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
The line's filling up. for the longest putt right now at the CDGA Golf Show. We're at the Chicago Golf Show right now. And boy, we're having a blast here. It is filling up fast here. Doors open at 9 o'clock, and everyone is here. It's a lot of fun seeing everyone getting ready for the golf season. It's a really special place, special time to be here right now. Tyler Rocky, Mike Gilligan here on the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. This segment is brought to you by Zero Friction and their new Wheel Pro Golf Bag. You want to join the conversation, 312-332-3776. We've talked a little full swing today. We have also we're getting ready for the golf season. Everyone here is getting ready for the upcoming golf season. You can kind of feel it in the air. Last week, I feel like we got a little bit of a taste of what warm weather feels like again, and I think we're going to get a little bit more in the near future as well. And by the way, we're going to talk to Paige Sporanic coming up at 10.
Yep.
And if you want to have a chance for a meet and greet with her, be one of the first 20 people at the Chicago Golf Show to spend at least $100 in the CDGA Pro Shop. You'll have a chance to have a meet and greet with Paige Sporanic and Colt Knows. Colt will also join us here live in person at the Chicago Golf Show coming up at 10:35 as well. So looking forward to both of those conversations again. Paige Sporanic coming up about 7 minutes from now, and then Colt Knost in about 45 minutes from now. 312-332-3776, you want to hop on in. So right now, Honda Classic taking place down in Florida. And you look at the leaderboard. It's something that we talked a little bit about last year, Mike. Leaderboard, a lot of names that a lot of people aren't going to know. Your average golf fan is not going to know. If you watch Full Swing, you're like, this is what golf is? I don't know any of these guys. None of these guys were in the TV show. But you look right now, Justin Suh is your leader for right now. He is 10 under in sole possession of the lead. Chris Kirk follows that. Ryan Gerard, Ben Taylor in a tie for third. Then you get to Ben Martin, Eric Cole, Bryce Garnett in a tie for fifth. Not a lot of names, not a lot of household names. A couple guys that you may recognize, Matt Wallace, Zach Johnson, Sungjae Im is in the tournament as well, Shane Lowry. Those are they're hanging around near the top of the leaderboard. Maybe today is when they make their push to contend to win it all tomorrow. But this is something that kind of stuck out from Rory, I think, in Full Swing, is like, we all have to sort of toughen up a little bit and play in more of these events. We're the only athletes in the world that get to choose when and where we play. And I think it's kind of it's a bad thing for golf right now when you don't have these names. But again, a lot of these guys are also prepping for some of the bigger tournaments when we get into the major season and some of these other ones coming up as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think the PGA Tour, from the insiders that I've spoken to, they're going to change this formula a little bit next year because they do not want to have back-to-back elevated events. And I think you're going to start to see them schedule them out like maybe even 3 weeks apart, because these guys don't want to go more than 3 weeks without playing. So it will kind of force-feed the Honda Classics of the world. Mm-hmm. But let me also say something about Justin Suh. Mm-hmm. Justin Suh came out in the class of 2019. He was the number one amateur in the world. And he came in with all kinds of hype, almost like kind of like the Beatles. But guess who was also in his class? Matthew Wolff, Colin Morikawa, and Victor Hovland. So,
wow.
But Justin was the guy that was supposed to be the big star.
Yeah.
So when I tell you, we may not know him now, it's just yet.
But he could be the breakout player on the tour this year.
Right. And then you take a guy like Ryan Gerard. Do you know he was a Monday qualifier? He had to come back on Tuesday, and he was among one of five guys for three spots, and he makes it. This is his first PGA Tour start. He played in the U.S. Open, but this is his second professional event, and he is tied for third.
It's not a loaded field, but it's still been a good term. It's always a great term. I remember a couple years ago, I think I formed my entire opinion of Keith Mitchell off of this tournament a couple years ago, because that man could not stick an iron anywhere outside of 5 feet. I mean, everything was a dart on the green. It felt like within 5-10 feet.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. He played some great golf. And I'll tell you, somebody else who played some great golf was Chris Kirk. He shot a little 62 yesterday and was you know, starts out at one under and he finishes at nine under par. I am rooting for Chris. This guy's comeback story is wonderful, and I think a win this week would be really cool to see for him.
Yeah. We are having a lot of fun here at the Chicago Golf Show. This is the CDGA Golf Show presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Again, be one of the first 20 into the CDGA Pro Shop and spend at least $100, and you will get a chance to have a meet and greet with Paige Sporanic and Colt Knost later this afternoon. Speaking of Paige Sporanic, she will join us coming up next. This is the CDGA Golf Show. This segment brought to you by Zero Friction, the most innovative products company in golf. Tyler Rocky, Mike Gilligan, we're at the Chicago Golf Show. We'll be right back with Paige Sporanic here on ESPN 1000.